A couple days later, I saw her again. I remember she was wearing a long, white, flowery skirt. And I went up to her, and she said she was going to register for classes for the next term. I said I'd go, too. And we stood in line and talked. You had to do that to register back then. And I thought I was doing pretty well, till we got to the front of the line, and the registrar looked up and said, "Bill, what are you doing here? You registered this morning." I turned red, and she laughed, that big laugh of hers. And I thought, well, heck, since my cover's been blown, I just went ahead and asked her to take a walk down to the art museum. We've been walking and talking and laughing together ever since. And we've done it in good times and bad, through joy and heartbreak. We cried together this morning on the news that our good friend and a lot of your good friend, Mark Weiner, passed away early this morning. We built up a lifetime of memories. After the first month and that first walk, I actually drove her home to Park Ridge, Illinois, to meet her family and see the town where she grew up, a perfect example of post-World War II middle-class America. Street after street of nice houses, great schools, good parks, a big public swimming pool, and almost all white. I really liked her family, her crusty conservative father, her rambunctious brothers, all extolling the virtues of rooting for the Bears and the Cubs. And for the people from Illinois here, they even told me what waiting for next year meant. Could be next year, guys.